17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2. All engines on.
To go to the moon. 30 feet down, 2.5. Pick it up from dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down.
Take that out.
Fall forward. Fall forward, drift into the right level.
Will serve to organize and measure the best.
30 seconds
forward. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are willing to postpone, and one we intend to win.
Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Air control mode, auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm on. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Today, my guest on Cosmic Perspective is NASA astronaut and Waterbury, Connecticut native Rick Mastracchio. Rick, welcome back to Mother Earth after 188 days in space on the International Space Station.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
All our listeners here and all of us at WPKN are very excited about having you on Cosmic Perspective again. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, happy to be here.
When I spoke to you in Star City, Russia, before your launch to the International Space Station, you mentioned that there were no scheduled U.S. spacewalks or EVAs, but actually during your stay, you had two emergency spacewalks to perform. What happened?
Yeah, that's correct. There were no scheduled EVAs, but we had a couple of malfunctions. We had one back in the November-December time frame where a cooling pump had a failure in a valve, and that basically took down half of the cooling capability of the space station. So it was something that was important to repair so that we could, because of the lack of cooling, we had to power down a lot of the systems. We had to stop doing some of the science. So it was important to repair that to get the space station back up to full functionality. So that was two spacewalks back in the December timeframe, right before Christmas. And then just about a month ago, we had a computer fail, an external computer, we call them MDMs. That failed, and of course, it was important to recover that also for redundancy purposes. So we did a short spacewalk about a month ago.
On all of your previous missions, you landed in the space shuttle. This is the first time you re-entered Earth's atmosphere and landed on the Earth in a Soyuz capsule, and I understand that's a pretty wild ride. Would you explain the experience to our listeners?
Yeah, it is. It's a very wild ride. The way the capsule is, we strap into the descent module, and we perform a deorbit burn. In other words, we decelerate the vehicle just a small amount to allow gravity to pull us back to the Earth's surface. After that, the vehicle separates into components, and most of them are destroyed on reentry, except for, of course, where we are in the small capsule. Once we start reentering the atmosphere, we can see the glow outside the window, and we can see hot plasma kind of shooting by us. So that was very interesting. We did that, and then of course, during that time, we were also pulling about 5 Gs through the chest, and after being weightless for such a long time, 5 Gs is actually quite a bit. And then once the parachute system started to open up, we got tossed around pretty good. The vehicle was spinning and kind of yawing quite a bit. It was tossing us around pretty good, which it's all designed to do underneath the chute until we, of course, hit the ground and landed it seemed like we landed pretty hard, but we all felt great about it, and we had no problems whatsoever.
After being basically weightless for 6 months, how were you feeling physically after returning to gravity on the Earth, and how long did it take you to adapt?
Yeah, at first I felt pretty good. The only problem was when I moved my head, my gyros kind of spun up. Inside your ears, you have the systems for your stability, vestibular system, and of course that has taken some time to readjust. I'm not too bad right now. I'm pretty good, actually. Right now, the effects after about six, almost 7 days, the largest effect I have is I have a kind of a jet lag, if you will. So I'm a little bit tired. I'm still trying to adapt to the sleep schedule that I have down here, which is different than what we have on Space Station. But other than that, I'm in pretty good shape, I think.
Rick, you did something very special, something that maybe no one else has done before. You gave the commencement speech to the UConn graduating class of 2014 from space.
Yeah, they asked me to say a few words, and I was happy to do it. Hopefully they enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed doing it from space and talking to the students.
While you were on the International Space Station, you performed several science experiments. Can you tell our listeners about some of those experiments?
Oh, yeah. The space station has an array of different experiments. They're everything from the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, which, of course, is searching for dark matter in space, all the way down to experiments where we're experimenting with new antibiotics for various bacteria. One of the things that we see up in a weightless environment is that bacteria is actually much stronger than it is here on Earth. So that allows us to test some of these new antibiotics. And, of course, these would be directly applicable to helping folks on the Earth. So there's a wide array of experiments that I worked on and that are constantly going on board the space station.
Our listeners would also like to know if you're able to watch any UConn's men's or women's basketball during the NCAA tournament during your stay on the ISS.
Yeah, we did get we didn't watch anything live, but we did have some of the final games of the tournament were uplinked to us, and we watched some of the on video. We watched some of those, and they were great to watch. The teams did great.
Rick, thanks so much for this interview. Thanks for all those wonderful experiences you shared with us on the International Space Station through social media, with our listeners on WPKN and a Cosmic Perspective. Thanks again, and welcome back.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thanks to Tony Achilles, DJ Wren, and Steve DiCostanzo for helping to make this interview possible. Cosmic Perspective is an Andy Panero's production.